When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here with the president of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mark Lamping, for the first time on the show in a special edition that I like to call The Art of Leadership, having Mark Lamping join and have been covering the Jaguars for more than half a decade now and appreciate everything that they've done to allow me to do that, and happy to finally have Mark on the show to talk about a lot of big things that are going on in the offseason for the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars. Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, Mark. And first and foremost, obviously with the NFL draft coming up, there are needs that the Jacksonville Jaguars have. And what do you think are some of those spots that you really want to hone in on for the draft moving forward that you think will help out Jacksonville?
Well, you know, we're either fortunately or unfortunately the situation where we have a lot of opportunity on our roster. You know, I don't think that, you know, we're just a player here or there away from, turning it around down here in Jacksonville. So, you know, a draft, given the fact that we have so many different positions and Gus Bradley, to focus on the best possible, I expect that that's what's going to happen in May.
When you look at everything, you know, moving forward, the decision to let go of Blaine Gabbert and to come away to San Francisco, is this something that when you look back as a staff that you can say, you know, hey, we're benefiting, we're getting something for the future in a draft pick? Do you look at it as a loss? I mean, how do you handle when things like this just don't work out?
Well, it's different sometimes if you're, you know, if you have a, you know, major changes within the or tween the time the player is drafted and, you know, when they're released. You know, everything with the Jaguars has pretty much changed since Blaine was drafted, the new owner of the team, new general manager, new head coach. And in those situations, you know, sometimes it's pretty easy for the incoming GM and head coach to be just brutally objective in terms of, you know, where they think the player fits in. You know, I grew up in St. Louis and raised our children there, and Blaine is from St. Louis, and I always had a tremendous amount of respect for Blaine and the situation he was in. I mean, he was put into a very difficult situation here in Jacksonville. He was thrown into starting lineup very early in his very first year. He was very young coming out of college, and a lot of instability down here in Jacksonville during the time that Blaine was here. And, you know, I don't think that Blaine really, really ever had the best opportunity to realize his full potential. And, you know, in some respects, whether it's the media or whether it's the fans, you know, they pretty much, viewed Blaine, in terms of what his performance had been under very difficult situations. So, you know, I'm excited for Blaine. You know, I think this is going to be great for his career. And at the same time, when you have as many needs as we do to be able to pick up another pick in what looks like a very deep draft, I think this is one of those situations that's clearly a win-win for both parties.
When you look at the future and everything that is to come, Mark, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, one of the guys that's brought up a lot with any team is Johnny Manziel, and obviously, you know, a need for a quarterback, and at the same time, off-the-field issues that Johnny has had at times before. When you look at the Jacksonville organization, bring us into that, and when you see a guy like Johnny, I mean, is it hard to separate talent from what's off the field, or how do you kind of gauge somebody like that when there are issues, but also there's a positive upside to somebody like him?
Well, this is one of those great situations where, you know, you're really happy that, you know, we have great people that are going to make that decision, and Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. You know, as I said earlier, you know, obviously anyone who's an NFL fan knows that you have to have a great quarterback to be competitive. But as we sit here today, we're also, you know, very honest about, you know, where our roster stands and where our team stands. And it's we obviously need a great quarterback to be able to win a Super Bowl with the Jaguars. But as we sit here today, we're just not a great quarterback away. We've got other needs. And it'll be interesting to see what the decision that Gus and Dave make. I do know this for sure, that picking third in this draft that's very deep in terms of talent, no matter who they choose, we're going to get a great addition to the Jaguars roster.
When you look at the addition of Gus Bradley, obviously he had success when he was at Seattle, and you being in the front office at Jacksonville, what do you like about Gus and what he's brought to the team? Because what I hear more often than not is that there's always a positive air about him and just his aura when he's talking, even after a loss, that the players have bought into him and believe in him, and that the fans can feel the positivity coming off of him. How do you define somebody like Gus?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, Gus is a very positive person, and he has, you know, very very strong and, you know, very unique and very insightful approaches in terms of what's the best way to motivate individuals to realize their full potential. He's very much in touch with today's NFL player, and I think you see that reflected in terms of what people are saying and thinking about Gus and the environment that he's creating down here in Jacksonville. You know, players make decisions for a lot of reasons. The economics are obviously, you know, at the top of the list in terms of where players, you know, choose to play. They also want to be in a situation where they believe that they'll have the opportunity to get better, and they'll be in a situation that they'll, you know, enjoy the environment in which they're competing. And I think on those last two points, I don't think there's any question that, you know, the Jaguars stack up very well within the league these days, and that's not something that was true just a couple years ago. You know, today there's players, if the economics are the same, you know, I think that the Jaguars are going to win, you know, more than our fair share of decisions as it relates to players wanting to come here, and you know, that's due 100% to the environment that Gus Bradley is creating.
One of those guys making a decision, Maurice Jones-Drew. I mean, you've had the Fred Taylor in the backfield before, and you've had his expertise, and it, the same with Maurice Jones-Drew. When you're in a situation where you put so much into a player, but you know that the future may not be with Jacksonville, how do you respond to that as a front office, knowing that Maurice isn't just somebody on the field for you, but also someone that, you know, helps with merchandise, helps with the team itself and keeping a focus on the team? So when you're branding and moving forward as a Jaguars organization, how do you move forward without a guy like Maurice?
Well, first, you know, Maurice served the organization exceptionally well. He was a great Jaguar both on and off the field. Our commitment, you know, as outlined by Shad Khan, is to build a stable, sustainable, year in, year out competitive football team here in Jacksonville. And we know that's what our fans want. Our fans have not had that type of experience with their football team in quite some time. And, you know, as long as you do two things. You respect the loyalty of players, both current and past, and if you stay focused on what your real goal is, and that's building a team that can be a consistent champion year in and year out, you know, you can accept what happens. I think in this particular case, you know, Maurice, you know, certainly earned the right to see what his market value was in terms of a free agent, and you know, he decided that a better situation for him would be Oakland, and you know, we wish him nothing but the best. And at the same time, you know, we would have welcomed him back here under, you know, a contract that we felt was consistent with building a year in year out championship team. So, you know, we're excited with who we have. We think Toby Gerhart's going to do a great job, and we wish Maurice nothing but the best.
Mark, we talked about environment in Jacksonville, and obviously the rumors that circle around of, you know, teams in Los Angeles, what does the future hold, the Buffalo Bills of the world, San Diego Chargers, and Jacksonville as well, always brought up with, are they going to be in Jacksonville forever? And you just are in the process of putting together a huge enhancement to Everbank Field and having, as far as the board goes for the scoreboard, the best in the country, the biggest in the country. When you put in, I believe, the $60 million upgrade that it is, what are you saying to the city of Jacksonville? Are you kind of quieting those rumors or getting rid of them completely by doing something like that?
Well, if people in Jacksonville are watching, and actually from outside Jacksonville as well, if they're watching what Shad Khan has done since he bought the team, they would come to the conclusion that Shad is committed to Jacksonville, and that's exactly what we said. We're we're doing everything we can, both on and off the field, to stabilize the franchise here in Jacksonville so that we have a consistent, sustainable franchise that can continue to be blessed with Jacksonville as its home. Investments in the stadium, we've invested over $30 million in Everbank Field just since Schott purchased the team. We're looking for creative ways to generate and create revenue streams that can help supplement and offset the fact that Jacksonville is one of the smaller markets in the NFL. And I think the community is responding, even as far as our strategy with moving a home game each year to London. People in Jacksonville, whether it's the governmental entities, whether it's the state government, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce here locally, or even our major partners, they all understand that the reason we're moving one game to London each year is it makes us a stronger franchise here in Jacksonville. And, you know, to the degree we're successful in some of these initiatives, then, you know, we'll be able to protect Jacksonville as an NFL team, as an awful NFL city for many, many years to come.
When you look at that London game, you know, it's from the outsider's perspective, people can see that obviously it can build international fan base and get people involved overseas, get the Jacksonville name out more in that respect. But from behind the scenes, when you're making a decision to move a home game away from Jacksonville and bring it to London, what type of dividends does it pay for you when you're the president of the Jaguars, looking back on what these games have been for you, what they can be in the future? What type of positives are you really looking to take from moving games over to London and having that exposure in England?
Well, we're really focused on several things. First, we're trying to increase our local revenue, and the revenue that we're generating due to the success of our game in London is supporting us in a great way here in Jacksonville. So the revenue aspect of it, you know, playing that one game in London is generating more revenue than if we would have played that game here in Jacksonville. So that helps us become stronger here locally. At the same time, the fact that we're combining the city of Jacksonville with the city of London, it's helping to increase the awareness of Jacksonville and everything that Jacksonville has to offer. The local Chamber of Commerce and the city have used our game last year and will continue in the future to focus on trying to attract businesses in the UK to expand their operations here in Jacksonville. We've already had some success in terms of jobs being created as a follow-up to our growing presence in London. The Jaguars were recently recognized as the International Business of the Year by the local Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, which is reflective of what they think about this whole initiative. And raising the profile of Jacksonville helps in terms of trying to increase the amount of tourists from the UK that when they travel to Florida, they consider stopping in Northeast Florida, whether it's to experience what Jacksonville has to offer, the Jaguars, or even the Players' Championship. So far, the strategy has worked very well. We're generating revenue for the team, which makes us stronger here at Jacksonville. We're supporting economic development, particularly the creation of jobs here in Jacksonville, and supporting tourism. So far, so good.
Mark, looking at your career as a whole, you know, kind of coming off of the team specifically with the Jaguars, but looking at where you've been and what you've done and what's led you to where you are right now, what would you say brought you to Jacksonville and what keeps you in Jacksonville as far as your professional career and your passion for being a part of an NFL front office team? What kind of brought this all together for you, and what sustains your love for Jacksonville and this organization?
Well, I've been fortunate to be part of some great organizations and been part of teams that have had great success. But what I haven't been able to do in my career is to be with an organization that wins a championship for the first time. And to be able to do it in a great environment that exists here in Jacksonville, you know, not only in terms of the climate, in terms of the the infrastructure and just the beauty that the North Florida and Southern Georgia area represents. But most importantly, it's the opportunity to work for Shad Khan. Shad is a very special person. He has a great vision, and he has a commitment to put people together, give them the resources they need for success, and all he asks for is accountability in return. And that you don't find that very often, particularly in the sports world. And you know, we've assembled what we think is a great organization down here. We obviously have a long, long way to go, but you know, we're pointed in the right direction, and you know, we'll win a Super Bowl, you know, at some time down here. And when we do, I think those of us that have been part of this turnaround can feel very proud of the job that we did and the respective roles that we played.
Mark, before I let you go, a couple things here. One of them being looking at this organization and changing things about it that obviously affect merchandise, affect what the uniforms look like and whatnot, but they also typically have a special meaning behind them. And with the Jaguars' new logo, new jerseys, everything that was changing, the helmets that were different from anyone else in the NFL, when you're sitting in the front office and you're all coming together, Shad Khan, yourself, Caldwell, you know, Gus Bradley, everybody coming together to make these decisions, what really goes behind something like a look change for the Jaguars, and what are you trying to accomplish and kind of have, you know, going on behind the scenes that goes beyond the logo when you do something like that and make such a change to what the team looks like and is represented as in the community?
Well, we obviously want to be distinctive. We're one of the newer NFL franchises, so you know, it's not like we're changing the birds on the bat and on the front of the St. Louis Cardinals jersey or messing with the New York Yankees logo. You know, we certainly don't have that type of tradition in history. What we wanted to do was something that's distinctive and something that was reflective of what we're trying to do as an organization, and that's to be forward-looking and to be creative and to be the type of organization that is very bold. And at the same time, you know, we want to be a legitimate reflection of our community. And one of the things that's most defining about the Jacksonville area is the importance of the military to Jacksonville. The military is the single largest employer here in Jacksonville. A very, very high percentage of families that live here have direct or indirect ties to the military. And we wanted the way that we look and the way we present our games in a very small way, to honor the importance that the military not only plays in our lives each and every day, but in particularly the role that they play in terms of driving the economy here in Jacksonville.
Lastly for you, Mark, is looking at the entire year. As you know, the NFL never takes a break. You never really have a day off, and the off season to me is still part of the season. If you had to choose a favorite part, when you look at the draft, when you look at the combine, the season itself, the preseason, training camp, the playoffs, when you look at everything that makes the year go round for the NFL, do you have a specific favorite part of the season that you really like to hone in on, whether it be during the season or whether it be building a team for the future as you're doing right now? Can you pick a part that you really think is your favorite or one that you really like to hone in on the most?
Well, it would have to be the regular season and the home games we play, because that's everything that we do that leads up to the start of the season is judged based on, you know, what happens when we play the games, and you know, what's the experience that our fans enjoy when they attend a game at Everbank Field. So, you know, we all work really, really hard, both on the football side as well as the business side, to do everything we can to meet the needs of our fans. And you know, as some people a lot smarter than, you know, than I have said about working in professional sports, you know, you know you are what your record says you are, and you are what your fans say you are. And you know, we have those tests 16 times during the regular season, and you know, and if we do well, maybe we have a chance to have a few extra ones. But clearly the regular season, because that's the time where we have the ability to test the effectiveness and success of the plans that led into the start of the season.
Well, I want to thank you, Mark, for coming on to the show and having you here for the first time, but to definitely let you know that this organization, out of everyone I've worked with over a decade of being a broadcaster, I can honestly say that the time that I've spent covering Jacksonville, just a very stand-up organization, very respectful, the communication is there, and I think that even though it's not necessarily showing on the field just yet, I do want you to know that I respect everything that you've done, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it.
Well, that's a very kind thing to say, and look forward to continuing to work with you in the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.